I thought we'd take a little hike today in an upland forest in Florida. I'm surrounded right now with palmetto plants, which if you haven't seen that or been in Florida to see this, it's a short plant, probably about 3 to 4 foot high usually, and it sort of looks like a palm leaf, very jagged looking leaves, very distinctive pattern that is beautiful. And then there's trees sticking up all through the palmettos. And we're just going to hike along here to see what we can see this morning. The sky is overcast. It's about 62 degrees. So for Florida, that feels very cool. It's supposed to get up to 80 degrees today. It's towards the end of December. And I can see on the ground, I'm walking on the trail, there are signs of animal life here. You can see where hogs and other things have dug holes rooting through the ground at night. I've never seen a wild boar here at this park, I don't believe. I'm at Lettuce Lake Park. I've seen them in a lot of other places in Florida. But they definitely come out like in the mornings and nighttime and digging around for things in the ground. Lots of pine needles on this trail. There's big tall pine trees, very tall, interspersed in here between oak trees, very small spindly oak trees. And usually don't see a lot of animal life out and about at this park unless you're lucky, and then you might walk up towards an armadillo or gopher tortoise, something like that. Most of the animals, I think, are just lurking in the palmettos and pretty much invisible during the day. There are also deer at this park, but I haven't seen a deer here, I believe, maybe once. But they're very shy and stay away. I'm stopping here to take a look around. There's quite a lot of limbs down from the Hurricane Milton a few months ago, but it's a beautiful place here. I was going to talk today more about cypress trees. I took some photos of cypress knees specifically because I had some questions about that come up, and it's one of those things that there are cypress knees on many of the cypress trees, but I was reading about it. They don't actually know specifically why they exist. There's conflicting things about you can cut the cypress knees off. You know, people sell the cypress knees, which they're beautiful, but that's kind of horrifying to me, honestly, personally. But the one theory is that they absorb oxygen into the roots because they stick up above the water, which, you know, would make some sense, because if you look at when the water's high and just the tips of the cypress knees are sticking up from the bottom of the ground below the tree, it makes a lot of sense. But I guess that scientific studies have shown that they're not really absorbing oxygen. Another thing is that they would help the tree, stabilize the tree from falling over, and that makes a lot of sense when you look at them, because especially the larger cypress trees, these are bald cypress trees, I believe, they have like little islands under them. So there's sometimes other types of trees that are growing up around the base of the cypress trees, because there's actually some soil that's trapped there. So maybe, you know, they're, in a sense, the trees are creating their own little land to grow on. But, you know, it is an interesting thing, and it's beautiful. And speaking of trees falling over, I just walked up onto a very, very tragic looking scene here with a pine tree that, or looks like a couple of big pine trees that have fallen over. And the park rangers have been cutting up one of them so they can get, people can get through the path here. And I'm looking at the ring count. And let's see. This one looks like probably 40 years old pine tree, if not more. Probably more. And these were all tumbled down in the hurricane. Oh yeah, here's another log. It's kind of fascinating to look at these rings. I'll put a picture of them online. But you can really see the history of this tree. It's fascinating how far back they can go. I was, when I was looking up some information about the cypress trees, because there are a few giant cypress trees here at Lettuce Lake Park on the Hillsborough River, and I read that those were spared from the logging that happened in the 1800s because the inside of the trees are hollow. They're hollow, so they didn't bother to cut those down. And so we're left with some beautiful specimens, but, you know, people don't realize that in Florida, when the Spanish came, it was, you know, explorers first came, there were just mammoth trees everywhere. So even the tallest big trees that we have now, most of them are much, much younger, more recent growth. But the, I did see that there was some very, very old cypress trees that exist in the United States, Southeast United States. So it's fascinating that you're walking through really a living thing when you're in any natural setting. So don't take for granted that, you know, what you're seeing is what was originally there. Sometimes some of these parks are reclaimed from, you know, farming activities that happened 100 or more years ago. Maybe they cleared the land and it's regrown into a forest again. So I'm definitely going to put some pictures on the website of these big trees that are falling, that have fallen in the hurricane, because it's very dramatic. I can't imagine what it was like when these things were coming down. It must have been very scary here from a human standpoint, but definitely part of nature, and these trees will rot away and be consumed by insects and eventually become soil for other trees. So that's my bits of nature today, and thank you for coming with me on this little walk.